I would like to welcome everybody to this edition of FearCast. I'm going to do this one solo this time. I'm going to call this Shelter in Place. We are in the state of Illinois going on just over 5 weeks of our mandated shelter in place. And it's something that is very weird, especially if you have kids, because you're with them 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you have to constantly come up with something different every day. And the e-learning is good, but it also is very tedious, because when your kids are home, all they want to do is play. And there's not a lot that you can do to break that, because when they're at home, they want to go outside. They want to ride a bike. They want to play video games. They want to play on their tablets. And the hardest part is that the kids have no interaction with their friends. And 5.5 weeks is very weird. And like I said, it's just something that we're not used to. Yeah, you can go out to the stores, gas stations. You can walk around the block. You can't go to any parks. And it's just something that you have to really try to keep your mind occupied with. So I hope everybody out there is safe. I hope everybody out there is trying to get by. And hopefully, you know, when all this is said and done, we don't have to worry about this anymore. And it's just something that's different, and not sure how to go about your lives, but hopefully everybody is able to find something to do and stuff like that. So this kind of podcast is just going to be something that I'm just going to discuss about maybe things that are going on with the Fearo community, the Fearo club, events, and, you know, just ways to help out as well. So, you know, first I want to take a moment and just say thank you to everybody out there that is first responders, that are frontline workers, essential workers. And if anybody can help out in any way, shape, or form, it is much appreciated. Shout out to some of our Fearo Club and Fearo community members who are helping with essential workers and frontline workers. I know there are many of you out there that are producing face guards and face holders that are 3D printed, and everything that you guys do, thank you very much. There's a lot of you out there, and it doesn't go unnoticed, and it's just something that we want to say thank you for. Again, just a thank you to everybody that's out there helping everybody with this COVID-19, and hopefully we can get through this with not a lot of damage. Moving forward, we're going to be discussing over the next, hopefully every month, I want to try to be doing this, but our lineup looks like something like this. If you have any ideas that you want to send my way, I'll read my email address at the end of this podcast so you guys can email me. But here's just some of the things that we've got coming up. We've got Let's Talk the EG, and that's the Enthusiast Guide to the Pontiac Fiero that the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts have put together. It debuted back in 2005, and I believe they've sold over 2,000 copies up to this point. We're going to talk to Paul Vargas. He is the author of the Fiero Price Guide, and he'll go into some details on why he decided to start doing this. It's been in every issue of Fiero Focus in the March-April issues. That's always been the price guide issue. We're going to talk with Jennifer Goss. She is the owner of the Blue Demon Fiero, and also her other fleet of Fieros, and the success that she has seen on the quarantine car show that the Mid-Atlantic Fiero owners have put together. And we'll go a little bit more into that when we get into the events section. We're going to talk to the ladies of Knife and what it is with the real life of a Fiero, with a Fiero hobbyist. And does it mean that we're married to our Fieros? We're also going to talk with Original Owners Group. These are Fiero hobbyist enthusiasts that are the original owners of their Fiero, or it's been handed down to them via a grandparent or parent. So with them being the original owner and it being a hand-me-down or something that was given to them, it's still original owner. It's still within the family. We're going to talk with Christian Sass. He is the Fiero Focus illustrator. You might have seen some of his illustrations on the cover in the past year or so. And then also talk with him about some of the designs of Fiero Focus and how we've evolved over the last 20 years. Another nice one we're going to talk to is Matt from the Fiero Store. We'll get some ideas on what's coming up and just talk to him about the success of the Fiero Store. We're going to talk to the members of Knife and the board on their prize show Fiorama and what it's done and how the success has gone over the last 25 years. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. We're going to talk Fieros and V8s, customs, all different types of V8 Fieros with V8 Archie. So that's going to be an interesting one. And then we've got many more coming up too. And again, if you guys have any comments or ideas of podcasts that you want me to do, go ahead and email me. You can always find us on FieroFocus.com under the video section and then FieroCast. We're also on Facebook. We've got at Knife Club, and our second page is at Fiorama, and that page is dedicated to Fiorama with all the information of the upcoming show and past shows. So let's start talking about the shelter in place, and what are some projects that can be done, or what have been done? It's like an extended winter, if you want to say that. Started back for us in March of March 21st, I believe. Up to that, we were able to move about and do whatever we could. And of course, for Illinois, it's kind of still the late part of winter, so we don't really have much going on. But it's like I said, it's been different. It's never been seen before in our lifetime. So if you guys have any projects that you've done, go ahead and post them to our Fiero Facebook page, and we can look at them and just see what projects have been done over the past couple months. As probably most of you have known, Illinois has been now extended in shelter in place through the month of May, and we hope that by the time that comes around that we can start getting back to our new normal life and see what that brings. It's probably going to be something where we're going to have to wear face masks for the next couple months to maybe the rest of the year, but we'll see. You know, this COVID-19 is pretty rough. I've had a chance to talk to a few people that have had it and that are recovering, and I don't think this is anything that anybody ever wants to get. It's pretty nasty. So if somebody in our Fiero community has it, sending prayers your way. We hope you recover fully, and you know, just spread the word and tell them, wash your hands, stay 6 feet away, and just you know, hopefully everybody understands how bad this virus is. And, you know, it's something that that we hope that never comes across our way again. It has changed our way of life. So not only our lives, but some of our small businesses. And if you look at that, you know, the best way to kind of do that is support your local businesses. Shop your local businesses when you can. I know we've ordered food curbside pickup from our local restaurants. And as soon as you pull up and they confirm your name for pickup, they are so happy and proud that you've ordered from them and you support them. Some restaurants, after a week, some will donate money that they've profits that they've made, not to their local community, but to their hospitals, just to help them, you know, get more face masks or just gloves. But this is the time that all the communities need to join together and help out. And not only supporting your local, but our Fiero community as well. Not a lot of people know that, you know, a lot of our Fiero members and Fiero community members that operate businesses are small businesses. So if there's anything that you see or want to buy from them, this is the time to do it. Help support them. You know, we've got the Fiero store. They've got a large section and array of Fiero parts. Rodney Dickman, you know, he makes custom parts, and they're all custom. And he spends a lot of time making these, and it's just some of these parts that he makes are like 100% accurate to what is needed for the Fiero. So again, you know, he's a small business. Let's support him. The West Coast Fieros, Fiero Factory, Mr. Mike's, and there's, you know, you got Andy's Auto Parts. There's so many. You know, even a new one coming up this past year, Keith Goodyear with his new GT taillights. And, you know, who would have thought as soon as all the production set came along and he started selling them that this COVID thing happened. But again, he's, you know, has all these GT rear taillights that he's ready to sell, and he's doing great at it. And let's, you know, support them. Another one, the Fiero Focus Knife Store. There's a lot of merchandise on there, and you know, help support local clubs too. Arrow Silk Screening. He does a lot of t-shirts and screen printing for not only the Northern Illinois Fiero enthusiasts, but the Midwest Fiero clubs, the Minnesota Fiero. It's forever. You know, again, not thinking that these are small businesses, they are. And Bonter Solutions, they do a lot of stuff for, you know, the Dells, the Minnesota group, the Knife group, even Iowa, the Heartland Fieros. So anything that you can think of and need to buy or want to buy, you know, support these guys. And just to give you an idea, you know, Bonter Solutions, you know, if you're looking for that special personalized gift for someone, Bonter Solutions can help you find that one-of-a-kind gift. Anything from t-shirts, sweatshirts, drinkware, signs, decorative items, holiday items, and so much more. They can design pretty much anything you want on them, from pictures of your car, your favorite sports team, a pet, your even any saying that you want to put on there. The list is endless. Minimums are just one of each or many. The best thing is they do not charge for a setup fee. You can catch Bonter Solutions at several Fiero and Pontiac events in the area. Just to name a few, Fiorama, the Dells Run, the upcoming 40th anniversary of the Fiero, and 2021's Indian Uprising All Pontiac Show. So feel free to visit their website at BonterSolutions.com or give them a call at 847-453-3290. Events. How has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted the 2020 season? Well, we've had some cancellations. We've had some postponements. We don't know when this shelter-in-place is going to end. It could end in May, could end in June. They may say, nope, we're going to send everybody and stay at home till December. But looking at the events, if you want to start with the Dells, it's the first time in ever that the Dells has actually been canceled. You can go back to, 2013, with the anniversary of the Fiero for the 30th, when we were down in Indianapolis, people will say, oh, well, that show is that canceled. Well, it was postponed because it was scheduled a couple of weeks before the 30th. So they wanted to kind of say, hey, you know, let's postpone it for a year and let's go ahead and let everybody spend their money and their time and to the 30th. So that show was actually postponed. It was never canceled. This year was the very first year that the Fiero Dells run has ever been canceled. So that was the first one. Then we got word that the Back to the 80s show was canceled. And again, due to the shelter in place, no groups larger than 10 were allowed. You know, we're still waiting to hear back on what's going on with maybe Carlisle. You know, that's coming up at the end of June, but hopefully, you know, that doesn't get canceled. We've got the Fieros in the Village. I know that date is still to be determined for this year. That's supposed to take place in June. We've got the Kansas City Fiero Fun Fest. Again, not sure what's going on with that. That's going to be in July of 2020. We've got the 11th annual Tyler Shipman Show up in Freezy, Minnesota. That's at the end of July. Hopefully with that one, we can get and get that one going, because they're in the northern part of Minnesota. And if there's only restrictions on group size, that might be the only reason. But we're hoping that that one does take place and is able to happen. I know Iowa doesn't have a shelter in place, but I think they're limiting to the groups. But hopefully come September, we can head over to the Quad Cities area and go ahead and get the Heartland Show in the schedule as well. And then a week or so after that, we've got Fiorama weekend, and that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're hoping, again, that Illinois can lift this shelter in place, and this show can happen. I think the only thing that's pending with all these shows is group size. And, I mean, I know when you're outside, you're more than 6 feet away from each other, but you know, it all depends on group size, how many that they'll allow within a group setting. So we'll have to. I know the group is raring to go, and it's still on the schedule to get this one under the gun to get this in the books. But we will see. And then after that, with the Mid-America Fieros, they're still looking at doing their Kentucky Lake Cruise. And that's going to be towards the middle to end of September as well. So, again, so many events that we've got coming up. So many events that we hope can stay in place. I know that the ones that have been canceled are big shows that everybody loves to go to, and it's sad just to see them postponed or canceled for this year. You know, the one thing that has come up that's new, again, different, that's never been done, is these virtual car shows. They have been popping up over the past couple months, and it's a submission of a photo. You submit your photo or photos, no registration fees. It's you submit your photo or photos, make, model, car information, what you've done to it, if it's stock, custom, heavily modified, project, stuff like that, and send them in to various groups that are hosting these virtual car shows, and they either go through them and they pick out the top best ones and they get those out for votes, or they actually have classes and you can submit towards your class, and again, submit as many pictures as you want, and it goes to vote. A couple of them, there's Crum and Coffee in Naperville, Illinois, just did that today, and or yesterday. Sorry, yesterday. When you're home so many days, and you really kind of lose track of what your Monday through Sunday is. So, pardon me if I say today when I meant yesterday is Saturday. So that one was short. That was a 9 to 11. Corresponds with their Crum and Coffee, and you submit your pictures, open registrations from 9 to 10, and then you vote from 10 to 11, and then they award the prizes after. They're not virtual prizes. They actually will send you the prizes via mail, and but it's pretty interesting. So there's that one. There was one a couple weeks ago that is big out in California, the Radwood. They had a virtual show via Instagram, and you would submit your photos and tag them. They would then, I know they went through them, and they had a team pick out the top, I think, 25. They had five or six classes. But from what I know on that one, they had over 2,000 photo submissions, and they narrowed it down to just about 100. And we had, in the top 100, we had one that Fiero, I believe that was in there, which was Sadie Kaminsky. And she was did not win an award, but it was great to see a Fiero in there, and a great representation of the Fiero for that car and for the Fiero community. So thank you, Sadie, on that one. And then the big one that the Fiero community had was from the Mid-Atlantic Fieros. Jen Goss and her group set up this quarantine car show, and it was bringing the Fiero to the show from your garage, and you can submit as many pictures. I think they had 105 entries and over 600 photos that they had uploaded for each class for this event. And they actually had this one broken down into groups or classes, and it ranged from stock to custom to modified. And I'll say that this was a pretty cool show. It really kind of took the show season. It really took the show, or a show like this, to the next level. And I'm trying to go through and find it here, but it was completely different, and it was very interesting. So there was an open registration. I think she gave 2 weeks to go ahead and submit your photos and the information on your car. And then everything was then uploaded, and she presented it about a couple of days later. And you're able to vote via, I believe it was Google, and many different classes. And the open registration was, like I said, a couple weeks. And then once everything got settled, you were able to go ahead and vote. It was open voting. As long as you had an email address, you were able to vote. It went through yesterday, late last night, and the some of the awards and winners of each class were starting to be announced on Sunday. There was first, second, and third, and some of these classes included non-aero stock notchback. Then we had
stock aero notchbacks
below 60,000, stock fastbacks above 60,000. A couple custom classes. We had mild custom, wild custom, custom fastbacks, modified notchbacks. Then they had modified fastbacks with V8s, modified fastbacks with 3800s. modified fastback with other engine swap mods. And then they had the rebody kit cars and work in progress. And then the interesting one was they had a go-kart class too. That's kind of cool. But yeah, they spent a lot of time and we hope to get a nice conversation with Jen here and talk about her Fiero collection and what she thought of on how this quarantine car show went. It's pretty interesting, and this might change, you know, the way car shows are done over the next couple of years. And you know, something that you know, if you can't get out to one, it's easy just to submit photos. Many other groups around the area here in Illinois. We've got Carousel Sounds does car shows. BGV Motorsports does their shows. They've got a series of shows, four set, Northeast, West, and South that they do, and you compete in their championship show in September. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects them, and you know, they host so many other cruise nights and car shows throughout the year, and they donate a lot of proceeds to their charity of choice, which is St. Jude's. And so it's it'll be interesting to see what happens over the course of the summer with this. So and some of the local group here, you know, the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts have had to postpone and cancel some of their events again. You know, first time in a long time that we've had to cancel and postpone. Most of the times that we've had to postpone or cancel has been due to snow. And you know, again, this is unprecedented. So, but we're hoping after all this is said and done, I know we had Ray Dearson's Fiero Parts barn sale. He's moving, and a lot of stuff in his barn he just can't take with him. You know, he's selling many Fiero cars parts, including some of the cars is an 88 GT T-top, an 88 Formula T-top, 88 Formula, and various other project cars. He's got a lot big, large collection of NOS parts, new and used, including six parts cars that you can pull stuff from, hundreds of Fiero models and toys, and just, you know, bring a trailer and see what you can walk away with for cost. The sale, when it does happen, I know, like I said, it's been postponed, but you know, we're hoping that we can get this one underway. But it's going to be from 9 to 5, and it's going to be out towards Winnebago in Illinois, so it's about 5 miles west of Rockford. But I know there's a you know, good group of Iowa coming, Wisconsin coming, Illinois will be there, probably a few people coming up from St. Louis too. If you want to volunteer, you can get a hold of Jim Hallman at jhallman@fierofocus.com if you want to help and volunteer. So we had to postpone and cancel till 2021. We had a great meeting that we had planned on updating and upgrading your audio system in the Fiero. The discussion was going to be presented by Tom Griffiths. He's our newest NIFE Club Activity Director. He is also an MECP First Class Certified Mobile Installer, and was Best Buy's Install Trainer for the new stores that opened up back in the 90s. So he knows his stuff on installation. He's installed over 2,000 systems, not just in Fieros, but all through different models, a complete system and multiple components. He's good sound system competitions that he's done as well. He will discuss some of the old school systems that will work best in the Fiero, and to the full-blown system
if you want to blow your windows out.
If you want to make that happen, or if you just want to keep it nice and in tone. Many components will be available to look at as well when we are able to conduct this meeting. And we'll also talk about new and old-school amps, head units, signal processors, bass enhancement devices, and subwoofers. And then he'll go into some of the installation and installation hardware that you may need as well. And then if time allows, I know Ray Dearson was going to play a game called Guess the Part. So, again, it sucks, but we do have to think of the safety of our members and stuff like that, and we hope to get this back on the schedule in early 2021. So another one that we were looking forward to this year is the spring drive-in tour down to Starred Rock in Utica, Illinois. And we're going to do some nice driving and nice luncheon as well down there in LaSalle County at the Historical Museum. Yeah, we'll see. We may move this one back and do this as the fall color tour. I know there's some nice colors that happen down in the Starred Rock area, but we'll keep you updated on that one as well. And again, the one at the end of May that we were really hoping we could all participate in is the Dells Run. So, and that one, unfortunately, was canceled for this year. Looking at June, if the shelter in place gets lifted, I know there are probably going to be some restrictions on group amounts, but we're hoping that by the end of May, everything kind of starts working its way to normal. And we've got our first event then of the season. For the past couple years, we've participated in the James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center Car Show. This will be their 17th year. And it's open to all makes and models. We've seen exotic cars. We've seen some radical cars. We've had a good turnout for this one. And we usually meet up at the Cheesecake Restaurant and then head over. It's a very short show. It goes from 11 to about 2:33 o'clock. They provide a free lunch, usually hot dogs, brats, or sometimes hamburgers, chips, pop, everything that you can kind of think of for lunch that they do. Again, if you do a donation, it goes to the healthcare center. But again, we're going to see on how this one also plays. I know that the healthcare center up there has been pretty much on lockdown, and it may stay that way. But we'll keep you updated on that. Maybe it's going to be at a different location this year, depending on how everything plays out. But again, this is a great show to go to. We've supported this one many, many years. At first, when we first started going, they had only 3 awards out of, I think, 200 cars that showed up. They gave away 3 awards the first year. The next year they did 5. Again, because it's all a free volunteer show. They usually look for somebody to help with them on the awards. And about 2-3 years ago, we stepped up and provided an additional 5 awards. And they were so ecstatic. And they thanked us, and we do that every year. And last year, we had to postpone it because of the heat. I think that weekend of the show, it was heat indexes of 110, 115. So they postponed it to this year, and hopefully this year we can, again, do the donation of the 5 additional awards. That just shows that more than just the 3, 4, or 5 that they originally did. So, but yeah. And then hopefully, again, you know, we're moving further into the year, and around August, mid-August, we want to support one of our key sponsors for Fiorama, and that's Woody Buick GMC, and they're hosting their show on the 15th of August, and that's always been a good show as well, and we always like to show support. Registration for that show is $5. Again, it's a great show to go to. We've we've seen a lot of Fieros that have come to that too. So it's interesting, and it's a local show. And again, you're supporting a key sponsor. Yeah, as far as events go, that's basically it for this year. We've got you know, a few maybe smaller ones in between, but overall, that's kind of what our summer looks like. And that's if we do have a summer. So, but I know a lot of people have kept their cars in the garage. They drive around the block. They go out for a little small cruise on their own. Participate in a kid parade birthday, which are pretty interesting. It's a you get that signs that are posted in your yard, says happy birthday, and you get a group together and you drive in a line, honk your horns and wave, and that's your social distancing. And you know, you really look at it, it is kind of, you know, again, the kids, you know, they've never seen this, and they're like, well, why can't I celebrate my birthday with my friends? Why are they just driving by in a car? So it's definitely going to change the way of life here once everything is said and done. All right, well, let's move along. And again, the next, then we get into September, and we've got Fiorama, but we'll go into that in a few minutes. You know, again, supporting local businesses, you know, you also, you know, help support the your local Fiero Club as well. And one way that, you know, you can help support Knife is going to their store. And if you look at some of the items they have in their store, you can subscribe to Fiero Focus. That's an award-winning magazine. They just took for 2019 the Old Cars Weekly Golden Quill Award. And congratulations to the team on that. That's you know, something that has been a great award given to this magazine over the last many years. They first took it in 95, and then 1999 through 2017, and then there was a glitch within their system, so they weren't able to award any participants or submissions in 2018, and then they came back, they fixed the glitch, and 2019, the group took a Golden Quill Award for this year. They've also taken the International Automotive Media Awards in starting back in 2003, 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 2011. So again, congratulations to the team on that award as well. But yeah, so you can get your subscriptions or renewals on the Fiero NIFE store page. You can also find the Enthusiast Guide to the Pontiac Fiero version 4.0. It's got a very cool picture of an Indy on the cover of this one. They still have issues of the special edition Fiero Focus magazine from the 35th anniversary show on there. I believe, I'm not 100% sure, there might be some 2019 Fiorama shirts left, but I know they are working on the 2020 version, and they're going to get that one up there soon. They've got camouflage baseball caps for the Fiero. They've got regular Fiero baseball caps, NIFE camouflage cap. They got some insulated coolers. Custom pop socket pop grips, the NIFE ECM code reader package, and we might actually do a podcast on that and to help people out and see how that works. Actual ECM reader package consists of a business card size informational piece. It has a plastic holder with the code reader key and a T15 torque wrench, so you can take that panel off. You can check your engine light on your Fiero. You simply remove the two torque screws with the by the cigarette light cover plate with the T15 torque wrench provided. Then follow the instructions on the card, which tell you how to read the codes by inserting the stainless steel code key provided in there as well into the AL-DL connector. And then once you have the codes, you can turn the card over to find out what the reason of that code is. And then if you wanted to, you can access the at fierofocus.com. and you click on the tech tips, you can actually access all of the ECM codes, and they will give you a printout, and you can download it to see how the complete analysis and how to check the procedure on the code and how to fix it as well. So the group has worked pretty intensely on that as well. So good job on them. They got some window stickers, some polo shirts, they got some sweatshirts and two colors, gray and black, and then they also got their t-shirts. So again, you know, it's you don't think of a club as a small business, but you know, anything that you can do to help your local clubs, you know, the Minnesota Fiero Club, the Michigan, the Iowa, Wisconsin, Mid-Atlantic, New England, anything out in the West Coast, down south, you know, support them. If you got memberships or subscriptions, and that's the best way to support them and make sure that keeps up and running. And you know, during this time, support everybody in the Fiero community if you can, and just reach out and say, hey, you know, can I help you with anything? Or you know, I've got you know, this part that I need, you know, do you have it? I'd like to buy it. So again, anything that you can do to help support your local clubs or your local Fiero community small businesses, it'd be much appreciated. You know, and you look at the Fiero store, you know, we all know how hard it is to find Fiero parts. We also know that as the years go by, finding parts is going to get harder, and it's not going to get any easier. The big box stores will never make new Fiero parts. We know that because our community to them is just too small. This is why we need to support the companies who support us. And for nearly 30 years, the Fiero store has sponsored our club events, provided free technical support, and produced well over 150 exclusive parts that no big box store would ever even consider. So next time you need new parts or restoration parts, head on over to thefierostore.com and browse through thousands of products that are specifically designed for your Fiero. That's fierostore.com, the world's largest source of Fiero parts. So moving on, and again, hopefully that in September we don't have to postpone or cancel and everything kind of starts working out, is the 25th anniversary of Fiorama. And it's hard to imagine 25 years already for this show. And we hope that you tune in later to a future podcast when we discuss Fiorama with Knife and the board and what goes into producing and making a show like this, and again for 25 years. This year's show is on September 13th. It's a Sunday, and it goes from 9 to 5, and it's at Pottawatomie Park in St. Charles. This year's theme is Soaring to New Heights. And for 25 years, they've been doing that. To get that far and come up with so many different themes and ideas is fun. And this year, the Soaring to New Heights, we take it to new heights. And the big event that, besides the big show on Sunday, is, again, hopefully, it doesn't get canceled, is the Waukegan Air Show. And from, like, 9 to 3, we're going to participate and head up into Waukegan. And it's going to be the Northern Illinois Air Show, Wings Over Waukegan. And they're going to have so many different aircrafts up there. And it's free parking. It's, I believe it's like $15 for adults. Kids are free. If you're a veteran, you're free. If you're active service, you're free. They're going to have food and everything up there. So we're really looking forward to that on Saturday, September 12th. On Friday, that night prior, We go to the BGV Motorsports has their cruise night at the lodge. We participated in that for many years, and that's also fun. Yeah, great food there as well. Saturday night, we've got the traditional Fiorama pizza party at the host hotel, which they are taking reservations up till I think August 15th to get. Just mention that you're going to Fiorama, and they'll take care of you. But yeah, we've got the Fiorama pizza party. Last year we had almost 70 people attend, so that was our biggest host of pizza party yet. So it's also a great time to talk and catch up and stuff like that. Also, there's many different things to do around the area as well. If you can't make the air show, or if you come in a little bit later in the afternoon, registration I know is open for Fiorama. If you are a current member, it's free. If you are not, we encourage you to sign up. $10 for the show gets you Fear Focus magazine for the remainder of the year. That's the September or October issue, the November December issue, and then all of 2021. So that's a great thing for $10. Like I said, the registration's open. Activities are raring to go. The location's Pottawatomie Park. Our host hotel for this year is the Quality Inn and Suites in St. Charles. It's just 5 minutes from the park, so you can sleep in on that Sunday and head on over. You get free breakfast and everything too. So again, just mention Fiorama and you'll get a king size bed for $83 plus tax, or if you wanted two doubles, you can get it for $85 plus tax. But you have to call the hotel to get this rate. It is not available online. For some reason that the coupon code doesn't work. So again, you can check out all this on fearfocus.com under the Fiorama tab. We are working on a 2020 charity for this year. We're hoping to have that confirmed and ready to go for Fiorama this year in the next week or so. Our key sponsors for this year, we'd like to thank. Again, we can't do this and keep Fiorama free without you guys. So we'd like to thank V8 Archie, the Fiero Store, Mr. Mike's, Woody Buick GMC, and Apple Graphics. They did all our printing last year for the show, so thank you very much. Some of our contributors for this year is Groitz Garage and CarGuyGarage.com. You can click on those links and it will take you to their website where you can purchase anything that you like for your car, your garage, and stuff like that. So if you're looking to become a key sponsor or would like to become a key sponsor or contributor, please go ahead and email jhallman@fearofocus.com. So we're really, really looking forward to Fiorama this year, and hopefully the other shows can go on without a hitch as well. So we're really looking forward to hopefully everything opening back up in June, and even if there's some restrictions, but you know, let us get out there and have fun with our cars and everybody that we miss. So, you know, a couple of things I want to point out too, if you're on fearofocus.com, a lot of information on this website. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, please go ahead and go over and check it out. You know, we've got our tech tips for your Fiero, so many tech tips, and we've got so many more coming in that we're going to be getting up on the website as well. Our detail center that if you remember our resident Wayne Redline Zane, he was our resident doctor detail for a while in Fiero Focus, and so we're getting his articles up on the website as well. Did a detailing product update with him a couple of years ago on our Fierocast. I think he was our number two or number three. Great conversation with him. If you have a chance to listen to that, please do so. He is a very good detailer. Then we've got our information on Fiorama, our events if you want to go over and check out the upcoming events. We also have our video library where you can find past club meeting videos. We're also trying to get PowerPoint presentations up there as well, so you can have some reference points on those. Our past Fiorama videos, our how-to videos. We are up to 21 how-to videos now. We've got some in here that Knife produced, and then our good friend Ken Smith has also put together a lot of how-to videos for us, and we got all those up on the website for you if you guys need some projects to do during this shelter in place. And then we've got our Furocasts. So we've got a couple on there in Fiorama. We've got Meet the Fear Focus Team. Again, Dr. Detail. We've got Meet the Founder, Jim Hallman. And then Meet the President of the Midwest Fear or Minnesota Fears Forever, Rob Bartlett. Again, we've got so many more coming up too. And just trying to get them into the schedule. So, again, so much information on there. Paul's product reviews, the 84 to 88 fear price guide, especially under the tech tips. If you guys have anything that you're looking forward to do, we've got online service guides. We've got we're in the process of redoing the Fiero Sales website with all their technical information. And then Pennox is on there too. We've got the technical service bulletins for the 84 to 88 Pontiac Fieros, the complete year information. We have V8 Archie's Archisms up there as well. Everything can be downloaded via PDF on the articles, and we've got Fier articles as well, and then club meeting tech tips. So, so hopefully if you have time and you need some help, you can take a look at those tech tips. If you're looking for a specific item that was in Fiero Focus, we've got our Fiero Focus Index section that will also have all that information too, that hopefully you can find that back issues as well. So in closing for this podcast, I hope you enjoyed this. Kind of me rambling a little bit, but sometimes you just got to come up with something new and different. And so hopefully I was able to pass some information off to you guys. If you're looking to listen to some future podcasts that we're going to do, Let's Talk the EG. We're going to talk for your price guide with Jen Goss on her cars and the success of the quarantine car show. The Ladies of Knife, the Original Owners Group, Christian Sass, the Fiero Store, Fiorama, Let's Talk V8s with V8 Archie, and hopefully many more. If you guys can send them my way, if you have some ideas, or if you just want to talk Fieros, we can do that too. Thank you to Bontur Solutions, the Fiero Store, the Knife Store, FieroFocus.com, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, Rodney Dickman. Yes, thank you to everybody. And you know, you guys are a great supporter of the Fiero community too. So please show them their support. And if you can buy anything from them, please do so. Help support that small business. If you like more information, you can find us again on FieroFocus.com under the video selection tab, and then just click on Fierocast. You can find all the past Fierocasts. You can email me at mcroyer, that's mkroyer, at FieroFocus.com if you have any ideas on any future podcasts, or again, if you just want to talk Fieros, let me know. We can set that up. Everything is functioning now to where I can talk to you remotely with that social distancing. So again, thank you, and hopefully I didn't ramble too much. Stay safe, social distancing. And thank you to all the frontline workers and everybody out there that's helping with this COVID-19. So, again, keep fearing, everybody, and see you on the flip side.